Hello and welcome to Chatterbox. I hope you're having a lovely day. Right, here we go. Hello and welcome to this episode of Chatterbox. It's been a while, but I'm back to flood your iTunes with a plethora of useless rambling. Get comfy. Today I thought I'd talk about movies. So be that movies from school time, sort of primary school, something like that. We all love a good movie. But back in my childhood, there are a couple that I distinctly remember as, oh, it was horrible. I mean, like, you know, I couldn't sleep. It was horrible. The first one that comes to mind is Monster House. I don't know if you remember that. It's about this old dude who really hates kids and takes all the toys away from them. He'd always come out with like a walking stick because he's old and frail and hit people with it. But when it starts to get into the deep story about the movie, it comes out that his wife really was the one that really hated kids, and she died when they were building the house, which is lovely for a kids' movie, really, when you think about it. What nicer thing do you want to see than someone falling backwards into the foundations of a house and being shortly followed by kilos of cement? Because that's what happened to her, and she's now kept underneath the house. If you haven't seen it, by the way, go and watch it. You may as well. You might remember it. You just couldn't remember it before. So, and apparently, the house takes on her soul, and she becomes the house, pretty much, gobbling up little children and things like that, and people that try and step in her way, I suppose. But he designed the house to look like her, which is interesting, but he realised his mistake later. So, but it's got like the teeth made out of the slats and eyes of the window. It's back when I remember it, it was nightmarish, because it was like a couple of things were like jump scare, a couple of things like implied horror. So like the people would go in, they'd disappear, and nobody had known where they'd gone. So yeah, it was pretty traumatic, shall I say. But the next one I thought I'd talk about is what was it called? That was it. Framing Roger Rabbit. Don't know if you remember that. That was about this, and yet again another crazy old man. I'm just Google this here, so I can remember what I'm talking about. Yeah, so it's about like this old, freakishly, it looks a bit like a thingy out of Back to the Future, actually. It's about cartoons, and they're sort of in the real world, and they have to try and hide themselves, because this dude is after them. But he really hates cartoons, but he turns out to be a cartoon, which is, wow. There was a lot of strange movies back then. They had quite an interesting demographic with the people that made these movies. But it's quite disturbing, because when he found these cartoons, he used to like dip them in acid and dissolve them. Steamrollers. again, if you haven't seen it, don't let me spoil it at all, even though I probably already have, but, you know, I'd go watch it, it's, you know, pretty funny movie, apart from them sort of bits. But yeah, I know it's only been a short episode today, as I don't have much content to work with, but thanks very much for listening if you have. Just an addendum to what I was just talking about. I have set my noise gate far too low. So if you could hear like clicking and my breath being sort of cut off every now and again, that was because of that. So sorry about that. I'll get that sorted out. Again, thanks for listening. Ta-ra. I'm just going to keep recording and recording, aren't I? This is another bit that I have to add on. I keep saying a lot. I'm going to have to work on that. See, I've just done it there. So if you could leave some comments or anything, or ways I could stop doing that, or if you want to just leave some content ideas so that I'm not always stuck for stuff to talk about, and then I can talk about your stuff, I'd love to do that. So thank you very much for listening again, and ciao.